Okay, we're on land at Zion. Ahmed Aleph about two-thirds down. Tanya. Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer. So now we're talking about the people on Har Grizim, basically the Levim and Har Grizim, were they there or not? So Iyasha Loimer Levi Lamata. You can't say that Levi was Lamata, right, as it says in Yeshua, right, Shekivar Nehma Lamala, because it says in the Torah, it says the Lamala. Viyasha Lamala, you can't really say the Lamala, Shekivar Nehma Lamata, because it says in Yeshua, the Lamata. So basically the Stira in Parshas Kisavo and Yeshua. So Hakeit said, how are we going to resolve that? So we say, Zikne Kuhuna Levia Lamata. So the elders of the Kuhuna Levia were at the bottom of the mountain, but Shah Lamala, and the rest of the youngsters were Lamala. That's one understanding. Rabbi Yoshia, similar kind of thing, just a different split up of the Levim over, right? Oimer, Kol Haroi L'Shareis Lamata. Anyone who was fitting to serve in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, right, they, that means between 30 and 50, they were Lamata, Vashar Lamala, and everyone else was Lamala. Rebbe Oimer, this is a totally different shot. Eilu Be'elu means everybody, right, even Reuven, Shimon, the other Shvatim as well, were Lamata. So Hovku, so what they turn their faces, Paneim Kalapi Hargrizim, Paschal Baraka, and then they said the Baraka. And then Kalapi Har Eval, they faced Har Eval, or Paschal Bakalala. Okay, so the question is, so my Al, but in the Pesukim it says they were upon Har Grizim, upon Har Eval. So Al means, doesn't mean upon, it means Basamok, it means next to, by, right? Kitanya. We're going to bring a proof for this, that Rebbe is of this opinion, that the Al can sometimes mean by or upon. It says when the Sartor is talking about the frankincense in the Bezichin, Al Hama Aracha, on the order of the breads, means with a lechem upon him. Yeah, Levoy Nezaka, this pure frankincense. So Rebbe Omer, Al, this Al over here doesn't mean upon, means Besamuch, it means next to. So and now he's going to just basically question, is that really true? And he's going to...
Why is it over there? Why does it mean next to over there? They didn't put... What are we talking about again?
He's talking on the lechem upon him, right? There was two trays of bread, okay? So you may think he puts it directly on the bread, this spoon with... Right? Rather, he doesn't put it on the bread. He puts it by the side, in between them. Yes. No, but this, the levon is in the spoon.
Oh, you wouldn't put the spoon right
out of the
mouth.
Right. It has to be next to the mouth. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, right. So now, ato oimer al besamach. Are you saying it's al means besamach, like Rabbi just said? But eino ella al mamash means right upon. So, kashu oimer, when it says with regards to the paroiches, yeah, v'sechoyso al ha'aron, right, that you should basically drape it or spread it up, right? We would think to say maybe ala aron, but it means in front of the aron, right? Or by the aron, right? Heavy oimer al basamach. That must mean al means basamach, because we know that the parochus is vertical. Yeah, so you're not putting it on the aron, it was by the aron. So we see over here that the word al is basamach. So too we'll say al means next to and by with regards to the frankincense, the bread, and also with regards to on Har Grizim, Har Eval.
Well, why did we just think two proofs?
Well, there's actually only one. There's only one proof.
What about the process? Mm-hmm. Why didn't we just bring that? What did they think about the?
No, it just brought a brisa that he met, that he was in this brisa. His focus was to prove that Al means Samoch with regards to, and the proof was from the parochas, and he was proving to the breads. And the Bezichin.
We would bring another price.
Yeah, exactly. So, Hafku Paneim, Kalapi, Har Grizim, Paschal Bracha, Bukhulai. Okay, now, Tanur Rabban. So, if you look at the brachas and the klalos, there's no brachas actually in the Torah, it just says they did blessings. So, it lists all the klalos, and at the end, there's a klala, it says, Aro Ha'odom Mosheh, Lo Yikayim Es Kol Dibri HaTorah Zos. Yeah. No, it says that you give brachas and you give klalos, right? But when the Torah relates it, right, it doesn't list out, doesn't say. But, doesn't say that. What do you mean?
The Mishnah has a bracha.
Oh yeah, it's not the Torah.
Okay. What did you get it from?
What's that?
It's the,
yeah, it is, right. It says that in the Torah, the Pasuk Baraka, but doesn't speak out what they said.
Oh, it doesn't say
was that, that's what all for the klalos.
Doesn't say all for the klalos.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it speaks it out. We know they give blessings and curses, but it only speaks out the it's mefaret, the curses, and we know the brachas were the opposite. Anyway, so it says, you know, so look at the Torah, look, is end of Parshas Ki Savoy.
Just puts a bracha in its own language.
Or maybe it's in Yeshua, I don't know, I'm not sure, I have to look. Yeah, right. So we're going to get, the Gemara is going to speak about this. Anyway, basically there's lots of, Aurora is the person who does this. So the first one is that cursed is the person who makes a pestle or masecha, right? Who makes an idol and some molten image. And then right at the end it says, right, cursed is the person who shouldn't fulfill all of the Torah. Right, so that's a klal, right? But all the other ones are pratim. I mean, it's just like a specific thing. So it's just like this. And that also works for the baruch as well. So baruch b'chlal. So baruch b'chlal means the general blessing, which means blessed is the person who keeps all this Torah. Yeah. Baruch b'prat, that would mean like blessed is the person who does not make an idol. Right. And also oruch b'chlal. There's an oruch b'chlal, which would mean cursed is the person who doesn't keep all of the Torah. And there's Oruba Prat, and then there's a specific, it means cursed is the person who makes an idol and a molten image.
So they're
allowed, yeah, so for each one, yeah, there's a Chlal and a Prat and a Chlal and a Prat. That's what we said. We're actually focusing on one mitzvah over here, right? So basically on the mitzvah, we're focusing on the mitzvah of not making an idol, right? So there's the specific curse and blessing, right, for making or not making, yeah, and then there's also the general thing as well of for making or not making. Now, so that's four. Now, there's also lilmoid, lilamed, lishmo v'lasos. There's another, to each mitzvah, there's four aspects to it as well. There's the learning of the mitzvah, there's teaching the mitzvah, there's keeping the mitzvah, and there's doing the mitzvah.
And that's
by all mitzvahs. Also, yeah, we're also looking at one mitzvah. Right, so now we've got to 16 on one mitzvah.
That's just for any mitzvah.
Any mitzvah, correct. Correct.
So for each one thing in heart, we're taking my time in heart,
you got 16, but we're going to make multiply it again. Right. So hooray, and right, hooray. Arba. So this is funny how Rashi does this, but Arba means over here, means Arba of to learn, right? Arba to learn, right? Which means, yeah, I mean, because there's the to learn the klal of the bracha, there's the learning of the prat of the bracha, there's the learning of the klal of the...
Arba to do.
Exactly, right. So that you read it like this. There's Arba, the Arba. Okay, so the arba that we've mentioned already, which is to learn, yeah, and there's also an additional arba to teach. So we would say Horei Shemoina, that equals 8. Oh, now, and now we repeat it again. So now we've got 8 Shemoina, yeah, and then there's another. So that Shemoina, the first Shemoina is comprised of 4 to learn and 4 to teach, and now there's another Shemoina, which is comprised of 2 doing and to guarding, yeah. Hooray, Shesh Yesrei. Now, so basically, got Shesh Yesrei, 16 on each single mitzvah. Now, and similarly, V'chein B'Sinai, there was also these covenants made on Sinai. V'chein B'Arvas Moav, there was also these covenants made on Arvas Moav. So that's another 16 each, 16 on Sinai and 16 on Arvas Moav. And now we're just proving that it was on Sinai, Shenema. Eila Divrei Abris, these are the Divrei Abris, Sheh Tzivas Hashem Moshe, so this is basically, and then the Pasuk continues to say, but Arvas Moab, besides the one that they had on Har Sinai. And okay, so Rashi does not go race for Ksivas Shemata Mes Divrei Abris as us, Rigoyma, so he carries on with Nimtza. So Nimtza Mem Ches Brisois, you find that there's actually 48 covenants. I'll call mitzvah, each single mitzvah, right? So we're talking about, our example was to do or not to do an idol. So there's 48, sorry, covenants on that particular mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon, now Rabbi Shimon, with regards to where these covenants were made, the 16s, Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Moitzi Har Grizim Vahar Abel. He doesn't like to count Har Grizim Vahar Abel because over there there was only like, apparently there was about 13 curses or 13 brachas said over there. So that's, we want to say this is all the Torah, the 613 mitzvahs. So therefore, he doesn't like to count Har Grizim Vahar Abel, but Machnis Oyel Moed Shabimba. And rather, he puts in oil, the oil Moed, there was 16 said there.
I thought the whole point was that you can admit that was
at a hard beat for Ava, you really minus 48. I'm also confused. How can, it seems that's the how it sounds like it's the building block, right? And we're applying it's just like that, yes.
Now we're saying any
good point.